Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to the Help I Sexted My Boss Advent Calendar. Normally this is the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life. But this December, apart from a few days, we're releasing daily episodes up until Christmas Day. William and I are your Christmas elves, trying to help you have a proper Christmas, if you will. We definitely don't agree on every Christmas tradition, but we've got plenty of advice and festive fun to bring to you over the next few weeks. I'm Jordan North, and with me here today, although remotely, is the UK's leading etiquette expert, William Hanson.
Hello, Jordan. I'm more stolen bites, you're more stolen bike.
What's stolen bites?
Stolen bites, they're that lovely, that we've imported them from Europe, I think, so it's amazing we still have them, but they're little sort of like marzipan fruity things that are absolutely delicious. You can get them in any supermarket, but thank you to Joel P from Lancashire for sending that one in because it made us laugh.
Whereabouts in Lancashire? I can see his name there.
I can't pronounce that.
Go on. How would you say that?
I'm going to say it how it's written. Barnoldswick.
Perfect.
Oh, okay, fine. What was all the fuss about?
Barnoldswick. It's just outside of Burnley.
Oh, no, that's not what I said. I said Barnoldswick. You said Barnoldswick.
Oh, yeah, it's Barnoldswick.
Oh, right, okay. Well, that was from Joel P from Barnoldswick.
Barnoldswick, yeah.
In Lancashire. Is it anywhere near Burnley?
Yeah, about 10, 15 minutes, if that.
And is it nice? Do they know about stolen bikes in that part of the world?
Yeah, Barnoldswick. I believe so, yeah. I'm trying to think... Is it more?
Should we look up the crime rates?
In Barnoldswick?
Yeah.
Where is it?
Jordan's got his phone out to have a look on a map.
Yeah, it's...
But never say he's changed.
Forest of Bowland.
Okay.
It's not far from Burnley.
Is there a Centre Parks?
Yeah, it's Pendle, innit? It's a nice little town. Near Skipton as well, and Clitheroe.
Oh, nice. How lovely. Well, look, it says here we're going to pull Jordan's Christmas cracker, but I don't think you've got one to hand, do you?
No, I don't. I can't say I do.
Should we just pull something and make a bang?
What have you got in mind?
Anything to hand? I mean, you've been the one at home for 6 days.
Shut up. Should I just tell a Christmas joke?
Okay, I'll do the sound effect.
Okay.
Bang! I won. Great.
You sound like Barry Scott then, and the dirty's gone. Okay, how will Christmas dinner be different after Brexit?
Oh, wow. Okay, we're going there. Something about turkey?
No Brussels.
Oh. Do you like sprouts?
Thanks to N Farage that sent that in. Yeah, I love sprouts. I do.
Yeah, I do. I'd quite like them as well. I'm boiled. You don't need to do anything fancy with them. Just boil them.
I just hope... Oh, really? No, I think you can fry them and stuff.
Like, fry them?
Yeah, if you like... Oh, if you chop them and fry them and... Peel them, they're great. But
oh my god, you don't do them with pancetta, do you?
No, I'm not that fancy, but you can.
I was gonna say.
But yeah, I'm hoping I get my sense of taste back because these walls in this flat are awful. No, have you just fallen off your chair?
No, I'm standing because I have a standing desk now and I just tripped over the chair.
I hope I get my taste back. The walls in this flat are awful. No, because as you know, Christmas dinner is one of my favourite meals. So I'm hoping I get my taste back.
Good. What was amusing about that before I tripped over was the fact that you had said the taste, and in my head, you know, I started to form the joke, and then you came in and did a much funnier joke, but along the same lines.
Oh, thank you. If you're just joining us, the reason why I've been off and a bit of radio silence, literally, is because I came down with a lurgy, so I got COVID.
Well, not just the lurgy, yeah, the COVID.
And I'm getting better. I'm getting there. Anyway, what's this episode all about? Because I'm not going to lie to you, I haven't got a clue.
Well, we're going to talk about a couple of things, mm-hmm. because we've got a few days to make up for. Perhaps, you know, you got COVID at perhaps the best or the worst time, depending on how you look at this, because you missed producer Ben's birthday.
Yes. Happy birthday, Ben.
Being the organised people that we are, Jordan, we did actually organise a present for Ben, which I, when we, you then, can I just say, this is how committed I am to this podcast, when we realised that we weren't getting back together in the studio to record, I couriered over his present to him, which Ben hopefully has now, to his left. There we go.
You're a good rapper. That's beautiful rapping.
Thank you very much. No, it's Mikey. I should actually just point out that Mikey loves doing all the rapping, which is excellent at this time of year. Oh, Ben's inspecting Mikey's edges.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Now, you know what this present is, don't you, Jordan?
Yes, I do.
Now, Ben, we should just say, but just before you unwrap it, and we want make sure we can all see you unwrap it, Jordan and I got you this because we don't want you to feel left out.
No.
Okay? We don't want you, because sometimes we're a bit, you know, it's a two-talent podcast, but you are important, so we don't want you to feel left out.
Yeah.
Off you go. I think Ben's worked it out.
Ben, do you want to tell everyone what it is?
Well, he can't, because he can't speak. But could you please, it's the wheel, Michael McIntyre's the wheel board game. Could you please look at the box, Ben, in great detail from the front? I have, at great expense to the arts and craft budget, found a photo of Ben sitting in a chair, offering his glazed rings, donuts, and stuck it on the box. We'll put a picture of Ben and the box on social media. I cannot tell you how proud I was of that.
Thanks, guys. Thank you. Really appreciate that. I can play that with Kat on the 25th.
What would Ben's specialist subject be if he were on the wheel, Jordan?
Paint dry.
Oh, bless him. You're not that dull.
What would you specialist? Stoke City, Ben?
Harry Styles.
Harry Styles, Stoke City, Tame Impala.
Oh, Ben's getting all of them out. You were very... By the way, Jordan, we haven't talked about the wheel since it's been on. You were very good. You got a lot of airtime, I'd just like to point out. That wheel kept landing on you.
Cheers, and so did you. You came across really well from the episode I watched of you.
Watched, yes. Thank you.
I didn't watch it. It's fine. Sorry.
Ben's just pointed out you've been in isolation with absolutely bugger and all to do.
Oh God, I'm not that desperate to watch you on the wheel. I do have...
Well, luckily
I do have Apple and Netflix. It's not been that bad. Still to get Disney Plus though.
No, it's the best.
I know.
You can literally watch Mary Poppins and Mary Poppins Returns on repeat.
I will watch your episode of The Wheel. I was going to watch it the other night, but I lost my sense of taste, so... and smell.
And sense of vision.
Yeah.
Ben's just said you actually gained a sense of taste. Well, how rude.
What was your specialist subject?
What? You mean, are you having a laugh?
Oh, Mary Poppins.
Oh, my God.
What was it? Oh, my God, how many Christmas cards have you got there in the background? You've got loads.
I know. So many friends.
Was it etiquette?
Yes. I mean, that's the only reason I was on there, for God's sake. I mean, yours was radio. I mean, wasn't hardly a stretch.
What was the question that you got? Give us a question.
Well, I didn't get etiquette. I got politics and food. But I'll ask you the etiquette question that they got. Bill Bailey had to answer this. In which direction... I'm not going to give you the multiple choice answers. I'll just give you the question. In which direction do you eat soup? When you're scooping soup, in which direction should it be?
Oh, is that one of the questions? I know this. You scoop it away from you towards, like, north.
Well done. Yes. Oh, and then there was another question that somebody else got, but I then got drawn in on it, about scones in Cornwall. Do you put the cream or the jam on first or last?
God, does it matter? Sorry if you're listening in Cornwall, because I know it does.
Or Devon, because they get very, you know.
Cornwall, they put the cream on first, then the jam, don't they?
Oh, you're off the wheel. Shut down. Sorry.
That was a good sound effect.
Never mind. Thank you. I do them, actually, in my free time. Anyway, so that's that. So happy birthday, Ben. Hashtag let Ben celebrate. Let's move on to talking about your favourite part of Christmas, which hopefully you'll be able to taste.
I really hope I get my taste back by then.
In some sort of way, Christmas lunch.
Yeah. First up, straight out, do you have, and I think we've talked about this before, do you have Yorkshire puddings on a Christmas dinner? I think it should be optional.
If you're having beef, it's fine. If you're having any other meat, no.
No? So even if you're having chicken for your Sunday dinner, you shouldn't have your Yorkshire puddings?
Yorkshire puddings go with beef.
Is that it?
Yep.
I think Yorkshire pudding should be an option when you go to serve your Christmas dinner. Yeah.
Really? Well, that's interesting. Now, do you have them with turkey?
Yeah. Yeah, I can't ever remember my mum serving Yorkshire puddings, but it came to me last year, and I was like, yeah, why shouldn't you have Yorkshire puddings on your Christmas dinner?
Of all the big revelations that you had last year whilst you did I'm a Celebrity and also the world was shut down, the biggest thing was, oh, it came to me.
Yeah.
Why can't you have Yorkshire pudding with your turkey?
So, there you go. Yeah. What time do you have your Christmas dinner?
1 o'clock.
Oh, really? We have ours at 3, after the Queen.
Okay, I was going to say after the Queen, at least that. So it's... And do you call it dinner or lunch?
We actually do call it Christmas dinner, because it's round about dinner time. But I think 1 o'clock's way early for Christmas dinner. Aren't you starving come 5, 6 o'clock? I'd even say between 3 and 5.
But what are you eating in between breakfast and whatever you're going to call it, Christmas dinner?
Shit. Like all that crap that your mum's got in for Christmas. Crackers, nibbles.
All that crap that your mum's got in for Christmas.
Yeah, you know when your mum shouts, don't go in there, that's for Christmas. You're like, literally, there's 4 cupboards full of crackers, Jacob's crackers, nibbles, crisps.
Dom's crackers.
Chocolate.
Al Ryan's crackers.
Like... that's what you're doing, and at night you have turkey butties, and then you get
right,
and then you get hammered and fall out with everyone. God, it's such a great day.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
One of my favourite scenes, and you know, the royal family is my favourite.
Your royal family, no, not mine.
Yeah, the royal family TV show. One of my favourite scenes is they're all sat round at Christmas. And Jim's there with a remote, and he says this line, and it gets me every time. He goes, the one day of the year we all get together as a family and watch telly, and there's naff all on. And obviously, every episode is them all sat round watching telly. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
It's fun.
I'll ask you about Christmas Day in your house on our Christmas Day episode, shall I?
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. What are you eating?
What?
What is that? I can't. Your picture is so blurry. I can't work out what that is.
It's blurry. It's a mince pie.
Oh, it's a mince pie. Where's mine?
If that's not the most Christmas thing, saddest isolation thing you've ever seen, a mince pie with 2 little Cadbury's chocolates on it on the plate.
Oh, bless you.
I can't taste it. I don't know why I'm eating it.
Just eat rubbish. Just eat healthy stuff. At least you won't mind.
I know. It's been brought to my attention that shock horror, this time of year is where William makes all his money, and he wrote a Daily Mail article about the perfect Christmas dinner, according to William Hanson. So you think having a starter, whether it's soup, melon, prawn cocktail, whatever, is definitely de la classe?
De classe.
De classe. What does that mean?
Common.
Oh, so you don't think you should have a starter?
No, don't have a starter.
Oh, yeah.
So pretentious.
What? No, everybody has a starter at Christmas dinner.
What's your first course?
A prawn cocktail or salmon.
Prawn cocktail or salmon.
Accordingly, we call it Christmas lunch or luncheon if we're being old-fashioned. It's Christmas dinner.
No, because I also say if you are having it after 7 in the evening, although not traditional, then you may call it a Christmas dinner. But if you're having it at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock or even 4 o'clock, it's lunch.
As with weekday meal times, calling the midway meal dinner is grossly incorrect and leads to widespread bewilderment amongst many more educated types.
Sometimes I do have these articles read back to me, and I am slightly horrified that I got away with writing certain things.
Gravy must be ladled on the meat, but nowhere else. So do you not have a gravy boat?
So you do have... So, right, I can remember doing something on This Morning with this and sort of putting down Ruth Langsford on this. You have your gravy boat, but sitting in the funnel, the sort of the spout of the gravy boat, is a ladle. So you take your gravy boat, you ladle the gravy on top of the meat, nothing else, including Yorkshire puddings if you're having Yorkshire puddings, and then you place the ladle back in the gravy boat.
Okay. I disagree, but okay.
Well, what do you do?
Just, like, literally, we have, in our house, we have the gravy boat, we have a Pyrex jug, and also the plastic jug that my mum used to fill the iron up with, just so we've got three.
Oh. What with? Oh,
you know, the,
makes me feel a bit ill.
You know, like they've got a jug that you use for kitchen and when your mum's doing her ironing. We even fill that up just so we're covered on all bases.
Do you not think you could maybe, as a Christmas gift, if you're struggling for something to get your mother for Christmas or birthday, get her another gravy boat?
Did I ever show you the gravy boat that my brother got last year?
Possibly, for but show me again.
For my mum.
Ruth Langsford serves her gravy in a thermos.
Does she?
I remember having some very strong opinions on that.
Look, whatever rocks your boat, literally. Whatever rocks your...
Whatever rocks your gravy boat.
Your gravy boat, I probably won't be able to find that now. Oh, here we
go. Oh, Klingon.
Oh, yeah. Look, I'll forward you this. I'll put it in the WhatsApp group. Have you got that?
Yeah. Just loading. So it is a dog, and it's wearing a dog wearing a little green bobble hat, and it pours out of its mouth.
Yep, and I'll send you that one. Excellent. That was my mum using it as well.
Oh, look at her.
Yeah.
Bless her. Love Wendy. I need to see Wendy again when we can. It's safe and legal. Do you think she'd have me to stay in Spain?
Oh, yeah, she'd love it. I mean, she'd
probably... Would I be allowed?
She'd probably have a bloody nervous breakdown before from tidying the house. I mean, she tidies it for when we come, but when you come, it's going to be next level. She'll probably...
I'm looking forward to that.
She'll probably dust every page of every book that she's got in the house.
Quite right. So moving away from what we have to actually the conversation, do you have one big conversation as a family around the table, or do you sort of turn the table and talk to the person on your left for the first course that you have, which is a bit common, and then do you then look and talk to the person on your right?
No, like, we just usually, like everything in our house, it usually ends up, the topic of conversation ends up going to farts or poo. So, no matter... Oh, thanks to everyone that got in touch by the way. Apparently, it's not just a Burnley thing, it's a Northern thing. But no matter what happens in our house, we always end up reverting to that. And sometimes you've just got to have a big gulp of wine and take part in it. Yeah.
Right.
What do you do? What's topics of conversation? I don't advocate that, by the way.
Oh, you know, we talk about world affairs, that sort of thing, state of the union, you know.
Politics.
Constitutional matters. Not so much. We wait for the women, all the women to leave before we talk about sort of politics. And
what?
The men stay back. The women go and talk about kittens, that sort of thing. No, I'm joking. Don't be stupid.
Oh, God. God. It's funny, I'm rewatching Downton Abbey at the moment. I've been rewatching that in my isolation, and it often reminds me of the three times I've stayed at your mum and dad's.
Oh, really? Really?
Very similar. Mm.
Okay, well, yeah. Fine. In a good way?
Yeah, in a great way, yeah.
Okay, fine.
It's like the time you made me stay downstairs when Ben got the good room.
Well, that was recently. No, you weren't downstairs.
No,
Ben was downstairs.
Yeah.
Ben was downstairs on that occasion. You got the...
Ben was downstairs.
You got the suite.
With the night shift staff.
Lucky night shift staff. Okay, and now let's move on to talking about receiving presents, because for some people, it's all about that at this time of year. Are you good in your household? If someone gives you a bad present, do you react nicely or not?
Yeah. I always try to act surprised and nice, yeah. Do you not?
Okay, so what would you consider a bad present?
A Blackburn Rovers shirt.
Okay, let's do a little role play, shall we? Let's roll it back to series one and two. I give you a Blackburn shirt. You're unwrapping it. I am in the room watching you. Off you go.
William, I know it's Christmas. But what the fuck is that?
It's a Blackburn Rovers shirt, your team.
You're taking piss.
No, I didn't get a gift receipt.
Literally, you could have wrapped up dog turd and it would have been better than this. You've ruined my Christmas, you've ruined my life, and I don't ever want to be friends with you ever again.
But there are some people in other countries that don't have Blackburn Rovers shirts. Send How ungrateful.
Send it them. They'll send it you back. You not got me even a Terry's chocolate orange or a selection box, pair of socks.
Wow.
Oh, but this.
Okay, so you're quite honest then.
Okay, so I've just given you a present, you've unwrapped it, and it's a proper, not a tiny few pages, it's a proper thick book on etiquette.
Like Protocol to Manage Relationships Today.
But not by William Hansen, by one of your rivals.
So the key here is that when you open any present, if the giver is in the room, have no expression on your face. No smile. Because if you've got a smile and then you see it's a rubbish present and then your muscles drop, they will see that micro expression. No muscles in use on your face, and then you can... Oh, it's lovely! Oh, no, I don't have this book. Oh, Jordan. Oh, no, oh, really? No, you shouldn't have. Oh, that's so... Come here, let me give you a hug, even though you've probably got COVID. Oh, lovely. Lovely. Oh, so lovely. I really, really can't wait to read that.
No wonder you was only the donkey in the school nativity. That's awful. It's bloody awful.
But can we also just point out that actually I did receive my very first etiquette book at Christmas, and if it weren't for that, I wouldn't have ever met you, so, you know.
No.
Food for thought. Well,
yeah, you'd probably be married to a female librarian now. Wouldn't you? You'd have a little agreement on Wednesday. You should go to badminton, but really, it'd be cottaging.
Wow.
Hey.
Wow.
Right, what have we got on tomorrow's episode?
Well, tomorrow's Christmas Eve, so we'll have to see what happens on Christmas Eve. But we'll be back. God willing, we will be back with you tomorrow. What have you learnt in today's episode, Jordan?
I've learnt that Christmas in your house is very regimented, very to the T, and sounds delightful.
Thanks so much. And in your house, you have dog-shaped gravy boats.
Yep.
And also, I've made a mental note never to get you anything Blackburn Rovers related.
There you go.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.